Well, and I suppose you have a young man that just always drops things around, never picks them up.
Well, we have been
with
him, yes.
How's he with his tools and so on? Say he's pretty...
Say he just kill us and don't take care of nothing.
Well, and I suppose you have a neighbor a couple miles away that just isn't right. It's kind of odd, right? What would you say?
I usually say you like someone I like a lot of.
Like old Michael.
Yeah.
His mental condition is bad, I think you'd say.
Ever use the word queer? Say he's kind of queer?
Yeah.
He's rather that way.
They're not crazy. Very curious.
Well, you had a friend here, I suppose, Mr. Larimore had his mind made up and he just wouldn't change it. He'd say, don't be so...
What did you say about that?
Yes, they don't be so darn true. Yeah.
Say bullheaded?
Could be. Bullheaded. Wouldn't listen to nobody.
Could be different ways. He could be in the right, you see.
Yeah.
You could say it, what you could say, he's just bullheaded about it. Probably don't want to give over, you know.
Say anything else?
No.
Say anything else besides bullheaded?
Just all by yourself, I'd say that.
Yeah.
Suppose somebody was always getting offended, really. So you kinda
just high tempered.
Yeah. High tempered.
Is that touchy?
Yeah.
Use that term? Seems kind of touchy.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody crossed me somehow, I might get pretty what?
Angry. Mad. I'd say so.
Well, if we had a big storm and let's say a lake got pretty choppy and windy, then the storm passed and the lake would get what?
Right there.
Would you say anything else besides quiet? Say the lake's now pretty.
Water.
Calm down.
Would you say this about somebody that was excited and then they got over it? And now they're pretty calmed down?
Yeah. Calmed down.
Same thing with me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, suppose you'd really put in a hard day. You've been at it.
From sun to sun.
Pardon?
From sun to sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of condition would you say you're in at that day?
Say you wore out, I imagine.